star against the Oilers. And Craig gets the big guys out to start.
You gotta love a rivalry, and you gotta love the coaches giving us this head-to-head, the Finns against the McDavid line.
Connor McDavid out there, but it's Mikhail Granlund with the first shot. Vacuumed up. Kapanen looking for Draisaitl, unable to collect that pass. Duchene off the boards. Robertson takes a hit, doesn't clear it. Kept in by Kapanen. Here's Draisaitl. Kicked away by Ottinger. Vince Ackert behind the net. Put it in front. McDavid there to intercept it. Back the other way. McDavid in play. Here's McDavid through. That picks up Ottinger. Rebound on fly.
Connor McDavid in this week off. You know, no guy is more anxious to get that slam. He's sick and tired of having to answer questions.
Root for Steele, unable to come up with that. Charging in is Labushkin. In behind the net, it'll be Steele. Jason Marchment. Here's Steele and move back here. But Skinner able to stop that. McDavid covers the point. Ryan settles on it. Forced to the line by Johnston. Puck stayed in though. Here's McDavid trying to twist away from traffic. Nurse with it. Hands it back to Draisaitl. Downhill scores! What a beauty! Leon Draisaitl up high. And Edmonton strikes first.
Of the top two guys. And that nuclear weapon that is Draisaitl and McDavid, a little crisscross. And how about Draisaitl? Get it away from the stick of Johnson. Just put it to an area.
In the past, that's a big reason why they've had success here. To this point,
there's McDavid winning a draw. Evan Bouchard, right flank, it's a shot play. Climbed on a feed by Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Attention. So what does he do after he wins the draw? Watch where he goes. Goes out in the neutral zone. Rupe Hintz is out there. Three Dallas Stars. That creates an opportunity down low, and the Oilers take advantage of it. Watch the kick out as Nugent-Hopkins drives. Hyman gets lost out of the stick.
Plays it back down into the Dallas zone. Got past Henrique. Gaudin off to the left side. And here's the captain, Jamie Benn. And fires a glove stop there by Skinner at the top of the crease. Picked up by McDavid. Here's McDavid trying to jam it. And Ottinger stopped that. Stetcher across. Darnell Nurse to lay down the goal. Who's it driving? Nugent-Hopkins couldn't get a stick on it. Game 6 victory last year. Held the 10 with a breakaway. Tyler Sagathian scores. He scored their first two in game one last year.
At the end of this pressure, what's the play of the line here? Just a little into the stick. Draisaitl loses control of it, and Sagan has lots of legs here. Little backhand, forehand, quick release underneath the glove. It's because of the speed coming down. You can see Stuart Skinner not quite.
I don't expect him to be there Thursday night, but if he's in a series, chances are there'll be some fireworks.
And I asked him if he was aware he ties Larry Robinson on the all-time Stanley Cup playoff games list tonight, number 7, closing in on the top 5, and he said, I'm creeping. So he gets close.
Piece of that pressure, when they're at their best, they're really attacking the lanes, attacking the front of the net, and using the speed of McDavid and the creativity to open up those passing lanes.
Chris Knobloch said they've had 24 power play chances. Here's another scores! Ryan Nugent-Hopkins! There's the power play goal, and Edmonton has the lead.
But it's all about the entry, okay? You've got the speed of McDavid. Draisaitl standing still, knows he has the sport. Watch there, that's the one that takes away the pass of McDavid, but look where it goes. Right pass of Johnston onto the stick of Nugent-Hopkins, and much like the goal against Stewart.
Kapanen deflecting it in, and here's Podkolzin cutting in. In behind the net, look to center. Up denied. Pumped back by Bouchard for Draisaitl. And here's Bouchard going to wind up scores. Evan Bouchard. And Edmonton has a two-goal lead.
He goes, makes this play, and then changes. Watch the rotation here. I think Ottinger is expecting a one-timer coming right now. So he's all of a sudden set for that. Gets a little bit to his right. I think loses.
Under 5 to go here in the second period. And winding it up again. McDavid looking for the give and go. Splits the D and Oscar with the stop on the back end.
You want a little bit in the neutral zone. That drop back. So you look at the Dallas Stars standing up at the line. Look at how far back the D are. There's Cody Ceci's already back there. Lindell as well.
58 seconds remaining in the Brett Kulak penalty. The second power play of the game for Dallas. And there is Jake Roman up with a puck, and he's able to fire 200 feet.
What does it tell you with this unit out here, too? No Rantanen on this power play. No Harley on the back end going with that second put-together unit.
And it comes back to Heiskanen. Ramlin returns it to Heiskanen at the line. Scores! Through a maze of bodies, and Dallas is one shot away.
You know what, Heiskanen's injury, it was Harley on the back end, and with Rantanen in the lineup there, this unit hasn't got the big minutes, and instead it's Heiskanen through the crowd, Marchman in good position in front. You saw a little tip of the puck there, I think it just hits the shoulder of Skinner going through
at the 32-second mark of the third, and now it's a one-goal game. That's the first goal Miro Heiskanen has scored in this building this year. And a chance right back there.
On the heels of a great shift, Barry turned the puck over 2-3 times to create a chance. I think he's taken the penalty.
And here's Barkley across Rantanen, and Stuart Skinner out to make a stop. There's Jason Robertson, his pass off a stick, deflecting the marksman. Kicked back to Heiskanen. And across, Brandon scores! Stetcher starts the breakout with Kane. Back for Stetcher. In deep, Troy Stetcher comes in and throws. Backhand by Brown goes high. Hyman trying to dump it back in, and Lindell denies that. Here's Steele with Sagan going to the net. And Steele scores!
Trying to chip it deep. The little give and go. Robertson puts it ahead. Steele gets inside here on the backhand and looks like on the way down. You see Tyler Seguin waving his stick in the air, and he gets a piece of that. And I think the shot by Steele's going wide. And that ends.
And Skinner's gone to the bench for an extra attacker. Over 3 minutes still to go here. That's a fly at the length of the ice and in.
Lindell. I mean, this is a two-period game where the Oilers had complete control of this one. There's the rolling puck that makes it a 6-3 game.